From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The U.S. is taking the lead in destroying Syria's chemical weapons. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons says the U.S. is modifying the MV Cape Ray cargo ship with state-of-the-art equipment to neutralize the most dangerous weapons at sea. OPCW UN Mission Chief Sigrid Kaag says the U.S. could face several obstacles getting the weapons out of Syria.
The requirements, have you got everything in place? Is everybody trained? Do the trucks arrive on time? Sort of the whole logistics part of the exercise. What is the challenge is safety and security. In a country at war, sometimes the road Damascus-Homs is not free. That is normally part of the main transport artery. It is also part of the transport route that the convoy would take. Currently, it's not open.
The OPCW says 35 commercial companies have offered to destroy some of Syria's other chemicals, including industrial ones, which the organization says constitute a major part of Syria's inventory. In Egypt, a special panel is voting this weekend on a new Egyptian constitution. NPR's Leila Fadel reports the draft empowers the military and bans religious political parties.
The vote comes nearly 5 months after the military overthrow of Islamist President Mohamed Morsi. And despite the fact that Islamists have dominated every single post-revolutionary vote in Egypt, there are only two on the 50-member constitutional drafting body. One is a hardline Salafi Islamist, and another a former Brotherhood leader turned critic. The draft constitution allows for military trials of civilians, a decision that will anger democracy advocates. It gives the army the right to approve the choice for defense minister, and it bans all religious parties, which would prohibit Islamist parties like the Muslim Brotherhood's political wing from existing. When the constitution is approved by the Constituent Assembly, it will be put to a national referendum. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Cairo.
The Obama administration is urging North Korea to release an 85-year-old American military veteran. Police in Pyongyang arrested Korean War vet Merrill Newman more than a month ago at the end of his visit to North Korea. Britain's former ambassador to the North, John Everard, says Pyongyang tends to carry out such detentions when it wants something from Washington.
At the moment, they are feeling very frustrated because the United States is refusing to go back to what are called the six-party talks, the talks on the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula that have not now met for several years.
North Korea state media say Newman apologized for alleged crimes during the war and for hostile acts against the country during his trip. Swedish embassy officials in Pyongyang were allowed to visit him today, the first access by Western officials since he was arrested last month. This is NPR News. Paul Crouch, the co-founder of the Trinity Broadcasting Network, has died. NPR's Sam Sanders reports Crouch helped make TBN the largest Christian television network in the world.
Crouch is best known for his decades hosting the TBN show Praise the Lord.
From coast to coast and around the world, it's time to praise the Lord.
Crouch and his wife Jan founded the Trinity Broadcasting Network in 1973, starting with one TV station in Southern California. According to the company website, the network now reaches over 18,000 cable and satellite affiliates around the world. Crouch was a proponent of prosperity gospel, the idea that God wants his followers to be rich. He made millions in donations from viewers, but in recent years endured several scandals over his family's wealth. Crouch is believed to have suffered from ongoing heart problems. He died Saturday at age 79. Sam Sanders, NPR News.
A leading retail analysis firm says the deep discounts, doorbuster promotions, and long hours over the past 2 days worked. ShopperTrack says consumers visited more stores and spent more money on Thanksgiving Day and Black Friday than last year. ShopperTrack says retail sales rose by 2.3% over the 2 days, with consumers spending more than $12 billion. This Saturday after Thanksgiving has been dubbed Small Business Saturday in the past few years, and in an effort to steer business to independently owned shops after large retailers draw customers with Black Friday sales, President Obama threw his support today, going to the popular Washington, D.C. bookstore Politics and Prose and buying a large stack of books. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.